You're listening to Revolution Surf here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, and also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. This is Revolution Rock's annual instrumental surf program that we do at the end of every February. And we ended off that set with a selection of tracks that actually Chris Jack from The Roots picked as some of his favorites. That last one was a bonus. The Ventures' Stop Action from Where the Action Is. From 1965, we had The Astronauts with their classic surf track Hot Doggin' before that. It was a single that was originally released in 65 and also on an album of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did we hear before that?
Before that, we heard the title track from Jack the Ripper by Link Wray. Really great conversation you had with Chris about the legendary guitarist in that interview. And we started things off with Takeshi Tarachi in the Blue Jeans. We heard Rashomon from 1973, a harder-to-find track and a harder-to-find album, but Dave was able to track it down. And fantastic stuff. And once again, a huge thank you to Chris for that interview. Check out The Roots if you haven't had a chance to. They have a forthcoming album that should be dropping later this year and consisting of entirely instrumental Buzzcocks surf songs. So that's going to be really cool. Now, coming up next for our Revolution Surf episode, we're going to be playing some more Canadian content. We're going to be heading towards Montreal, Quebec, where we're going to be playing from the Meltones. And they're probably best known, and I know we say this every year we play them, but as the band that plays the music for SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, they have a bunch of songs in the show. And honestly, that's probably how a lot of people found them. But they started in the 90s, and they have a couple releases out. And I don't know if they play anymore. But we're going to hear a track from what release, Adam, to start off?
From their 2006 release, Surf, Spy, Space, we're going to hear Sorrow Bay here on CJM 99.1 FM. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Hey, you Grummies, you're tuned into CJM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Surf. If you don't know what a Grummy is, chances are you probably are one. I'm Adam here with Dave, and we're ending off our surf rock special with some great songs. In fact, we're going to play two more to end off the program, but as always, we want to give you a huge shout out for joining us along on our boogie boards and joining us for this Surf-tacular special. Dave, we ended off with a song from the Surf Dusters, a band that hails from Vancouver, BC. What did we hear from them?
Yeah, a pretty well-known Canadian surf band from the early / mid-2000s. We heard Chill Out from Save the Waves. Before that, we heard another band, but this one was not Canadian. We heard a song called Jellyfish.
That's right. It's from Lulu Finn and the Woohoo. They actually hail from Japan. We heard something from the Jellyfish single, i.e. the title track. Fantastic number that hails from 2018. Not sure if the band is still working right now on new material, but a great collection of singles from the group was released a while back. Prior to that, we heard from the Surfer Jets, who hail from Toronto, Ontario. We heard something from their 2022 single, Marshmallow March.
And then we started off with music from Montreal's The Meltones. We heard Sorrow Bay from their 2006 release, Surf, Spy, Space. And that's how we started off that set. We're just about through with this year's Surf edition here of Revolution Rock. But we should also mention, we're talking about Grammys. What is a Grammy? We should mention. So there's a lot of surf terms. We're not surfers, but we've seen surf movies.
You take that back.
Okay, well, I'm not a surfer, but there's a lot of surf movies out there that have been going on for decades, really. Well, mainly in the 60s.
Well, since surfing was invented, I think.
And some in the 80s. But can you pull up that definition from the interwebs there?
Oh, yes, of course.
So a Grammy is a slang, and it's basically a young, inexperienced surfer whose behavior is objectionable, and they're often called a Grammy.
Now, and Dave has always been questioning me when I say this. Whenever I say grab your Woody, a Woody is a surfboard, okay? Like, I don't know what your problem
is.
I
never said anything.
It's in a Beach Boys song, okay? But hopefully you've had your fun out there. You've managed to get your guacamole, your pineapples all set up for your luau, and certainly rocked out some great surf rock. Next week, we're going back to our more traditional programming. We're going to be featuring some newer music, and also we're going to be hearing a tribute set to the recently deceased Tom Verlaine, where we're going to be playing a lot of his solo material and music from his band Television.
And maybe even some more surf music.
Maybe even some more surf music.
But maybe not.
Some surfy leftovers. But we don't want these tracks left over, so we do want to talk about them. The two final songs we're going to end off the program with. This one I'm very excited about. A new release from the Ichabods.
Yeah, this band's based out of Toronto. And they have a new EP out that's on the High Tide Recordings label, which is out of the UK. And they put out a lot of surf and instrumental and garage music, but mostly surf. And they have a new EP out called Ichabod Number 1. And we're going to hear the song Switchblade. We're also going to hear a track from Bloodshot Bill's Songs from the Sludge. We're going to hear The Sludge, which came out at the end, towards the end of last year, or was it the middle of last year? I don't know.
I forget, but it was definitely in 2022, and it's kind
same
of...
Same label, too.
Same label, great instrumental stuff. Bloodshot Bill always goes to doing these iconic surf records, and this one, as per the title, is sludgy, is a little bit murky sounding. It's great, as dirty and nasty as you always expect Bloodshot Bill's music to be.
But we should also mention, although he's done instrumental and he did a surf EP, this is his first full surf album.
That is true.
Yeah, because he normally does the rockabilly vibes.
Yeah, this is his first full-length record playing surf, so that is something worth celebrating. So with that said, Dave, let's get to the final songs. Maybe if time allows us, we'll play another song to end off the show as well. But for sure, we're going to be ending off right now with the Ichabods and Bloodshot Bill. A final reminder to check out the website at revrock.blogspot.com, and also to check out the station that we do the show from. That's CJAM 99.1 FM, and you can check out the website at cjam.ca.
Switchblade. jars, then left them up.